Demanding accountability in Uvalde. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
You know what? Your schools, they suck. They're not secure.
Parents spoke out the day after a new report into the May 24th school shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. It showed multiple failures into the law enforcement response that has Texas State Police opening a review into more than 90 troopers who were on the scene among 376 officers who took over an hour to stop the gunman.
Last night at a special school board meeting, angry families of the children and teachers who died chanted "Shame on you" and called for police accountability.
Stand with us or against us, because we ain't going nowhere.
Department of Public Safety officials aren't saying when that review will be complete.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Jury selection continues today for ex-Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon and another former Trump aide, Peter Navarro, are the only two people so far charged with contempt of Congress, stemming from the House committee probe of the January 6th riot. Bannon says his conversations with former President Trump are protected and not admissible.
Fox's Sean Langell. Bannon now wants to testify before that Democrat-led committee, calling its public hearings a show trial. The next one is Thursday night. The price at the pump is down 2 more cents this morning. It's dropped 35 days in a row, 52 cents less than the record high President Biden had blamed on Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Outgoing White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield expressed frustration over not getting credit for declining gas prices in a memo, saying the drop is one of the fastest declines in gas prices in over a decade.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. AAA's national average for regular, now $4.49 a gallon, still $1.32 more than a year ago. There's sweating and sweltering in Britain, where the UK Weather Service says they hit an all-time high today, 39.1 degrees. That's Celsius. Here, that would be over 102. It's forecast to be 10 degrees hotter than that in parts of Texas. There are excessive heat warnings from there across several states into Tennessee. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police in Greenwood, Indiana are still trying to figure out why a 20-year-old man started shooting people at a mall Sunday evening, killing three, injuring two. Jonathan Sapirman put a laptop in a hot oven at his home and tried to flush a cell phone before the rampage. An armed shooter stopped, killing Sapirman.
Greenwood Mayor Mark Myers said it was Elisha Dickin at the mall with his girlfriend who reacted.
Within seconds, stopping the shooter and saving countless lives.
Dickin is 22 years old and has asked for time to process the result of his pulling the Glock he had on him to prevent a larger tragedy. Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen said of Dickin, to his knowledge,
he has no police training and no military background,
but said Dickin was proficient in his approach and guided people out of danger. Chief Eisen was clear.
Many more people would have died last night if not for a responsible armed citizen.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Two men in Los Angeles are now charged in a deadly crime spree last week.
Two people were killed and several others injured at six different 7-Eleven locations last Monday in Southern California. 20-year-old Malik Pat and 44-year-old Jason Payne, who live on the same street in L.A., were arrested. Orange County D.A. Todd Spitzer says Pat is accused of three murders, and that includes the killing of a homeless man 2 days before the 7-Eleven robberies.
Malik Pat is a stone-cold serial killer.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks may rise. Dow futures up nearly 200 points. Baseball sluggers hit it out of the park last night in L.A.
He keeps going. He's down on a knee. He's got it. Bat is flipped sky high. And Juan Soto is your 2022 Home Run Derby League champion.
The call on ESPN, Soto edged out Julio Rodriguez in the final round. Tonight, it's baseball's All-Star Game. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.